Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And we're here in class today with Kenneth Copeland Bible College student body. And you know what day it is? No, it's one day closer to the resurrection.
Yes!
Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. It's our receiving day. And like little Willie Phelps said, of course, he grew up to be a mighty man of God. But Oral Roberts had just laid hands on many, 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 many people. He came out of the meeting, and he was waiting for him, he and his mother. He said, are you Oral Roberts? And he had problems with his legs. Yes, I am. I'm supposed to be healed today. Well, he said, son, I'm tired. I've laid hands on a lot of people. The anointing has lifted. He said, I don't know about all that, but I know I'm supposed to be healed today. He said, well, okay, I'll do the praying if you'll do the believing. And of course his mother was there. And he laid hands on him. He was instantly healed and grew up to be a powerful man of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? So now we'll go back to the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians and reading the full armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. You put it on. God, it's there, but you have to put it on. So in order to do it, you search the scriptures for the righteousness of God, the word, the truth. All of those things. But against principalities. Now this is from the bottom up. Against principalities. Against powers. Against rulers of the darkness of this world. And against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now we know who that is. That pre-Adamic civilization. The one that was there during the dinosaur reign. They all died out. So God flooded this thing. There was darkness on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moving on the face of the waters. So now we see all of these devils and we see them in their place. Political devils, wicked spirits in the heavenlies. This is a reason people run on one thing while they're at home. They go to Washington, they do something exactly opposite. Have no idea what kind of devils they're up against. And a lot of them don't know there are devils. If you said there were, they'd laugh at you. But there is. Yes. Just read the 10th chapter of the book of Daniel. Daniel went on a partial fast, ate no pleasant bread. It wound up being 3 weeks long, 21 days. But then the angel of God, the messenger, came in and said, fear not, Daniel, we heard you from the first day. But the spirit of Persia bound me. That's Iran. That same devil's there. Yeah. They've proven it. He's never left. The spirit of Persia came, fought me. And Michael, the archangel of war, had to come fight with them to get me in. Now, when I leave, the spirit of Greece will come. Do you need any more evidence than that of wicked spirits in the heavenlies? Yeah, right. And we found out about that pre-Adamic civilization. It had to be flooded out. Because, class, I'm going to tell you again, that fossil record does not lie. Yeah. This earth had to be redone. The devil was here. We We read it. So there you have it. Now, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod. Now, what are you doing? Where are your feet taking you? With a preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery arrows of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all manner of prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me. So you're supposed to be praying for the ministry as well as yourself, your family, and everything else. Yeah. So now there you have that. Now, let's go over here. The same Spirit writing a letter to Timothy, his son in the Spirit, in 2 Timothy chapter 2. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Oh, be strong in the grace. And the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit you to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Oh, come on now. Oh, this is a message to pastors. If you just hanging on, you're doing everything. I was walking down the hall behind a pastor one time and headed into the sanctuary to preach, and he reached down picking up things off the floor. And I thought, he's the janitor of this church. Either that or he won't trust anybody. He won't delegate any authority. Have you ever noticed how Pastor George trains other people? He trains people to the point where he is well assured that he doesn't have to oversee everything. And as the congregation gets larger, you can't babysit the young ones, but you have people that are responsible for that. And we, and our intercessory prayer staff, not just people that just volunteered, that just get on there and just pray any old thing they can think of. No. Had to be trained in prayer and certified that they know how to pray the prayer of faith. They know how to instruct people that are in trouble. One young man, this was years ago, he's not here anymore, he's in his own ministry now. There was a woman called, middle of the night. I want you to pray with me and I get my husband back. He said, well, now you pray with me right now, get him back. Well, is he a believer, non-believer? Well, I don't care. I just want him back. And he said, well, now the scripture said, I don't care what the scripture said. I don't want him back. He said, I'm pretty well sure why he's gone. You don't even want to hear what the Bible has to say about it, and just hung up. Well, then he called me. He said, I think maybe I might have done wrong. I said, no. You're probably nicer to her than I would. You need someone there that's trained to do that. Yeah. She's obviously hurting. Just listen to her. Say, well, ma'am, what happened between the two of you? And be a listener. She'll tell you if you keep asking the question. And in addition to that, and in addition to that, and in addition to that, you get down to that third or fourth when you're going to get the reason why. All the others are excuses. Because she's hurt. Well, do you suppose you had any part to play in that? Well, yeah, I know I did. Well, are you ready now to find out what the Word has to say about it? Don't you think that's where we better go? Because that's where the answers are. And God is a God of love. And he's not happy with all of this strife between the two of you. Amen.
Amen.
But you have to be trained to do that, because you're going to hear some nasty stuff. There's people going to call in there, you know, threatening all kinds of different things. So you have to come to that place where you answer with your spirit, your heart, not your mind. Because the devil, the first thing he's going to do is try to make you mad. And if he can make you mad, I mean, he takes over the conversation. I've told this many times. Glory is unconditional love is the thing that softened my spirit. We came back to Fort Worth from Tulsa, and we're living in a little rental house there. I don't even remember what caused it. It was up in the day, and I just took off against her. I mean, just going on. I thought, what I was doing, I thought, well, it's just the devil. And I thought, she didn't deserve this. Well, it was just going on. Now, I never used foul language. That stopped the night I was born again. 2nd day of November of 1962. We were married in April. That ended. But I was just, and I just stopped. And I said, oh, glory, I am so sorry. And I just fell over there on the couch, and I went into a deep sleep. When I opened my eyes, I thought I'd slept around the clock, but I haven't. What do you think would have happened? I'll ask one of these lovely women here. Somebody just got in your face and just screaming at the top of their voice, just leveling you with it. If you're not rooted and grounded in love, and anger comes up, probably end that marriage or put it in jeopardy. Yeah. Just slap the fire out of him. I deserved it. Just slap you and walk out the door. Where are you going? I'm going home to mama. When I woke up, I was lying on my side. She was right up there in my face praying. Now listen, I said, oh, Gloria, I gotta preach. She said, I know it. And that's where we started. Can you see it? Unconditional love. She loved me. She knew better than to think that that's really me. She refused to do that. She changed my life more than once. We came in to Hawaii on a long, long 3-week trip, tired, and had the little complimentary breakfast downstairs. We were at the Ali'i Towers Hotel, and they're in Honolulu. Oh, I was so tired. And so I'd changed and put on an aloha shirt. Well, it'd be comfortable. We went downstairs. And we had the little menu there and ate a little bit. I threw the napkin back down on the table and pitched a tip over the table. You know. I turned around. She had walked around behind me. I turned around, and she caught me by the collar of that shirt. She said, in a little tear, she said, I'm going to be a blessing to you some way. I said, no, sweetheart, you are a blessing to me. I just grabbed her. And in the old days, depression was a way of life for me. Well, in the first place, anyway, I'm going to go through the whole story. But it tried to come back on me again. And we were in her study. There's two large chairs in there. She just walked over behind me and put her hands on my shoulder. She said, Kenneth, Jesus finds no fault in you, and neither do I. that did it forever. It was over. Love never fails. Glory to God. So all of this armor is love-based. Thank you, Jesus. Now, notice here. Know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, obedient, parents, things not, without natural affection, truce breakers. Praise God. Oh, I'm in three. I need to be in two. Well, that's good. Anyway, that's where we are now. I need to be over here in the second chapter. Forgive me. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that's Christ Jesus. The things you've heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit you to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. By the grace, a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Well, when I was in the army, I was way out of shape when I got in there. And like old Top said, top soldier, man alive, I'm telling you, he was typical United States Army. Walked up there in front of me and I was standing there like this. He walked up there. I'm telling you, his waist was about this big around. I would say he was 6'4". Had on that campaign hat, Sergeant Major. Three rockers up, three rockers down, and a diamond in the middle. One more rank, and he's a second lieutenant. He walked up, and I'm telling you, a black man, career soldier, I get chills just thinking about him. Oh, what a man. He walked up there and poked me. He said, we're going to let the wind out of you. And he did. Oh, man. I'm dragging all that fat around on me. Here I go. A soldier in the army of the Lord. I'll never forget those days in the army. I don't want to do them again. I'll never forget it. Not ever. 1-8-4-7-6-9-7-5, my serial number. Not ever forget it. It's just embroidered in and just stamped on my spirit and my mind in those days. I learned so much. It was amazing. And then it carried over as a soldier in the army of the Lord. And that night, praying, I was about to register for school at Oral Roberts University the next day. I didn't know, what are we going to do? No money. And I just went in there and just started praying in tongues just loud as I could, just fell on the floor. I said, Gloria, I'm going in. I got to find out what to do. I'm going to pray. It takes all night long. I went in there and fell on the floor. And I thought, I wonder if I'd be quiet, he'd say something. It rose up inside me. Well, it's about time. I couldn't get a word in edgewise. Get up on your feet. Man, I hit it right there. I was shaking all over. He said, I called you here and I'll take care of you here. Your ministry doesn't begin after you get out of school. It begins now. I came out and Gloria said, what happened all night long? I said, Gloria, I got my answer. He called us here and he'll take care of us here. And our ministry starts when I register. That was the 24th of January in 1967. That's when it started. Had no idea what we were going to do. Mrs. Campbell is typing out my bill for the first quarter. No money. But he'll take care of me. I said, Miss Campbell, may I make a collect call? She said, sure, dial 9. Well, my dad knew where it was, but I called him. He said, where are you? I said, I'm in the registrar's office at Oral Roberts University. He said, Eddie Matthews, who's in the construction business, came by and dropped a check off and said, it's for your ministry. Wow. He didn't have any idea where I was. I said, oh, how much is it? And he told me. And I figured it out. After I took my tithe out, I had 15 cents left. So I thought, glory to God, we'll just get a candy bar and go broke again. But it didn't end there. I walked out of the LRC and my feet stuck. You've heard me tell this story. And I said, what is it, Lord? Go up to the 6th floor. Well, in orientation, they said that's where Oral's office is, and Dean Messick and Ron Smith and so forth. Students are not allowed on that 6th floor. And the Lord said, go up to the 6th floor. I said, I can't go up there. That's the Vatican. I don't know where that came from. It just out with it. He said, they work for me. Go up there. And my feet came loose. I had to make a choice. Obey. Again. I got in trouble with that. Had the worst car wreck I've ever had in my life running from going to school there. So I went up to the 6th floor and I told them I'm a commercial pilot, you know, and so forth and so on. I'm a student here and I need all the help I can get. And then it was Ruth Rooks. She said, well, tell Dr. Messick. And I told him and he just grunted. I asked Richard, I said, did he ever smile? And he said, no, not that I knew him. Well, he was all business and a lovely man. He's just busy. He didn't care nothing about hearing that. Well, I said it twice. So I turned around to leave, and Oral Roberts had walked up behind me, and that's when it all started. He said, I started to hire a new co-pilot 2 weeks ago, but the Spirit of God said, no, I have a student coming that I want to have the job, and you're my man. There it was all the time. It was not what the university would teach me, which was very valuable and powerful. It was that union with him. And then once that started, then I was introduced to the tapes of Kenneth E. Hagin. That's where I learned faith. That's why the Lord wanted me in Tulsa in the first place. I had to do it by faith. And it began a lifelong association with both those men and their families, praise God, and the Word of the Living God. And we're out of time again today. Glory to God. But give the Lord a praise. We'll be back in just a moment.
KCBC is where I built a solid faith foundation before I started my career.
With our busy schedules, finding a college with a close community and shared values was so important to us.
And we found it here.
At KCBC, I renewed my identity in Christ. I got a second chance and found my purpose.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a community of family and faith here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Through practical and classroom education, get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry with faith, integrity, and excellence. Get hands-on ministry and outreach opportunities, discover new gifts and talents, and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
Knowing your rights means you can access benefits that you are entitled to and reject things that you don't have to be subjected to. This is true with family rights of inheritance, rights of a citizen of a country, and benefits of your job. The same is true for the benefits that are yours as a child of God. Dare to Take Your Place is an audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland in which you will learn about what you are entitled to as a born-again believer and especially how to take your place in your right standing with God. In the family of God, healthy relationships, abundant financial provision, healing and health in your body, motivation and energy day to day, and peace in your heart and mind are yours to enjoy. Your benefits do nothing for you if you don't use them. You must begin walking, talking, and acting on what is rightfully yours. There is no limit to God's righteousness in you. Accept your role and expect your benefits. Dare to take your place as a child of God. The promises of God for your life will increase your faith and place you in right standing with Him. Request Dare to Take Your Place, a free audio series by Kenneth Copeland, available at kcm.org/tvspecial or when you call 800-600-7395. This free offer is good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Endure hardness. Inflation is a hardness. Endure it. Take authority over it. Endure it. I mean, don't gripe about it. Put a smile on your face and understand I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. And here is my, I suit up. Amen. Well, we'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember again, God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes. Or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.